सकृत् प्रसंगात् अघम् आसु हन्ति तत् पवित्रा कीर्तिं ताम् अलङ्घ्य शासनम्
अक्षरं नाम
सकृत्प्रसङ्गारागमासहङ्कितकीर्तिं
तमलङ्ग्यशासनं
पवित्रकीर्तिं तमलङ्ग्यशासनं
भवानहो द्वेष्टि शिवं शिवेतर
भवानहो द्वेष्टि शिवं शिवेतर यद्यक्षरं नाम कीर्तितं नृणां सकृत्प्रसङ्गामासहन्ति तत् पवित्रकीर्तिं तं अङ्गशासनं भवानवदेशि शिवं शिवेतरः यद्य अक्षरं नाम गिरेदितं नृणां सकृत्प्रसङ्गादहम् आसहन्ति तत् पवित्रकीर्तिं तम् अलङ्घ्यशासनम् भवानवदेष्टि शिवं शिवेतरः यद्य अक्षरं नाम गिरेदितं नृणां सकृत्प्रसङ्गादहम् आसहन्ति तत् पवित्रकीर्तिं तम् अलङ्घ्य आशासनं भवानः द्वेष्टि शिवं शिवेतरः
Yeah, with the aksharam. Assisting two letters.
Yes, assisting two letters.
Nama, name. Giretaritam.
Giretaritam.
Pronounced by the tongue.
Pronounced by the tongue.
Pranam.
Nirnam.
Persons.
Persons.
Sakrit.
Akrit.
Once.
Prasanga. Prasanga.
From the heart.
From the heart.
Agam.
Agam.
Simple activities.
Simple activities.
Asu.
Asu.
Immediately.
Hanti.
Destroys.
Tat.
Vat.
That.
Pavitra Kirtin.
Pavitra Kirtin.
His fame is pure.
Fame is pure.
Tam.
Tam.
Him.
Him.
Alangyasasanam.
Alangyasasanam.
Whose order is never neglected.
Whose order is never neglected.
Bhavan.
Bhavan.
You.
You.
Aho.
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 Veshti.
Veshti.
Envi. Shivam.
Shivam.
Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva.
Shivetraha. Who are inauspicious. Translation study continue. My dear father, you have committed the greatest offense by ending Lord Shiva, whose very name consisting of two syllables, Shiv and Va, purifies one of all sinful activities. His order is never neglected. Lord Shiva is always pure and known but you can be sinful. Therefore, since Lord Shiva is the greatest soul among the living entities in the sincere world, whose name Shiva is very auspicious for persons to identify the body with the soul. Such persons take shelter of Lord Shiva gradually will understand that they are not the material body but a spirit soul. Shiva means Mangala or auspicious. Within the body, the soul is auspicious. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. This realization is auspicious. As long as one does not realize his identity as the soul, whatever he does is inauspicious. Shiva means auspicious, and devotees of Lord Shiva gradually come to the platform of spiritual identification. That is not all. Auspicious life begins from the point of spiritual identification. But there are still more duties. One has to understand one's relationship with the Supreme Soul. If one is actually a devotee of Lord Shiva, he comes to the platform of spiritual realization, but if he is not intelligent enough, then he stops at that point, only realizing that he is spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. If he is intelligent enough, however, he should continue to act in the way of Lord Shiva. Or Lord Shiva is always absorbed in the thought of Vasudeva. As previously explained, Satyam Visuddham Vasudeva Satyam. Lord Shiva is always in meditation on the lotus feet of Vasudeva, Lord Krishna. Thus the auspicious position of Lord Shiva is realized if one takes to the worship of Vishnu, because Lord Shiva says in the Shiva Purana that the topmost worship is worship of the Lord Vishnu. Lord Shiva is worshipped because he is the greatest devotee of Lord Vishnu. One should not, however, make the mistake of considering Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu to be on the same level. That is also an atheistic idea. It is also enjoined in the Vaishnaviya Purana that Vishnu or Narada is exalted Supreme Personality of Godhead, and no one should be compared to him as equal, even Lord Shiva or Brahma, not to speak of other demigods. As Aishwarya continued, my dear father, you are committing the greatest offense of envying Lord Shiva, whose very name, consisting of two syllables, Shiva, purifies one of all sinful activities. His order is never neglected. Lord Shiva is always pure and known to you. Envies him. So this is the glorification of Lord Shiva. And as Sati explains here, his name is all auspicious because it destroys sin very quickly. He is very pure, Pavitra Kirtam. And his orders cannot be neglected. Only those who are not auspicious will envy or hate Lord Shiva. So here she indicates the spiritual position of Lord Shiva. Since he is an expansion of the Lord and not a regular Shiva, he also has special powers. And of course it's a special function. So as the name indicates, Shiva means auspicious. So, of course, auspicious is to mean auspicious in the material sense of material happiness. But obviously the Supreme Lord is not just involved with material happiness. His ultimate goal is the spiritual uplifting of the jiva. So, the word Shiva, meaning auspicious, not only indicates that Lord Shiva can give material benedictions, but he can also some spiritual benedictions to a person. At the same time, we should also realize that because he is only one aspect of the Supreme Lord, he cannot deliver the same thing as Vishnu can deliver. He's put in a separate category. So therefore, his powers are not as great as Vishnu's powers. So if Vishnu can actually give a person liberation or position in the spiritual world, we cannot say the same thing about Lord Shiva. Nevertheless, he can give some sort of spiritual benediction. So Prabhupada has explained here that he can give one realization of Atma. That much realization we can get from Lord Shiva. We often see that many people worship Lord Shiva and they tend towards impersonalism. So they don't recognize God, but at least they recognize something spiritual. And the other point is that Lord Shiva attracts people in the mode of ignorance. So if they're in the mode of ignorance, he makes a first step and elevates them to the stage where they can understand that they are not the body, they are Atma. This is the first stage in spiritual development. The second stage is to realize not only the Atma, but the Supreme Lord. So, if Shiva is really auspicious, then he should also help bring those people to higher realization. That is, not only soul, but also realize Vishnu and Krishna. How does he do that? If those who develop spiritually by worshipping Shiva attain realization maha, and they have intelligence at that stage, and then by observing Lord Shiva, they can go further. Because what does Shiva do? He meditates on Vishnu. So the people that worship Lord Shiva ultimately should follow his example and also worship Vishnu. So that in that way they can go to a higher stage. Therefore the word Shiva indicates spiritual advancement, which comes in two stages. So the people who envy Lord Shiva cannot advance. They don't appreciate spiritual life, and secondly, because of their offense, they end up in a worse position. They cannot at all understand the difference between body and soul because of their offenses. Here these people are called Shiva Itara, those people who are not auspicious. They hate Lord Shiva. Those people who have no understanding of spiritual life and the difference between soul and body, those are the persons that hate Lord Shiva. In other words, people with full material consciousness cannot appreciate the benediction that Lord Shiva gives. She also says that he is Pavitra-kirta. He has no faults. Daksha was criticizing Lord Shiva because of his conduct. But Sati says, no, he does not have any faults. He is completely pure. Which is true, because he actually is a form of the Supreme Lord. So he cannot be criticized in any way. And his orders cannot be disobeyed. The rules that he sets up should not be in any way disobeyed. So he has authority also. His instructions should be followed properly. And if not, then one will end up in problems. So, here she indicates the exalted position of Lord Shiva. He can benefit the living entity spiritually. He doesn't have any faults. He has good qualities. And his order is authoritative, since he represents the Supreme Lord. So only a fool will deride the representative of the Lord. Only a person who is very ignorant will show hatred towards the follower of the Supreme Lord. So therefore she indicates that her father actually is a very foolish person, full of material desires. So she glorifies Lord Shiva, and she also condemns her father by this statement. So from this we can also see the exalted position of Sati. She appreciates Lord Shiva. She understands his true position. And she also criticizes her father, even though they have a bodily relationship at the same time. She's willing to criticize him because of his offensive mentality. Her attachment on the material level is minimized by her spiritual understanding. So she's not attached materially at all. So this shows her own higher understanding, her higher perception, and her spiritual status. Is not attached on the material level, and she appreciates Shiva's wonderful qualities. In other words, she is not defending Lord Shiva simply because he is her husband. But she's stating some facts about his position. So this is proper understanding on her part. So then we can realize from this that actually Daksha is the faulty person, in spite of the fact that he has authority because he is the father and caste respect among the Prajapatis and the Rishis, etc. Still, Sati here speaks out that even though she is a woman, her words have a greater authority. So she tells the truth, and this statement is to be praised as being absolute truth. So it comes from Sati, the wife of Lord Shiva. So she has an exalted position. Of course, we can say that because she is the wife of Shiva, she is also special. She's not a normal person. She's not a jiva like everybody else, because Shiva is not a jiva. So she also has a very exalted position, special position. And she also cannot be criticized for being attached to Lord Shiva, even though this comes up later in the sixth canto, where Chitraketi criticizes them. So we understand from this pastime that Shiva and Parvati are both in a very exalted position, and the fault lies not with them, but rather with Daksha. At the same time, Daksha is representing a conventional point of view. That is, Shiva has very strange conduct. Shiva does not follow conventional rules of cleanliness, etc. So the normal perception is he does look rather strange. So this also is true. We cannot deny that Lord Shiva does strange things which are not conventional. So his appearance is one of tamaguna. But his actual nature is stated here. It's quite different. It cannot be criticized at all. His conduct is cannot be criticized in the way that Daksha does, in spite of the fact that what he says is in one sense true. So Lord Shiva is not affected by any of this conduct. He is not in tamaguna, even though he may act as if he were in tamaguna and associate with tamaguna people. He cannot be criticized of being affected by that. On the other hand, it says here, rather, instead of associating with sinful tamasic people, he purifies sin. He destroys sin. So how can it be possible he's contaminated at all? He is the destroyer of all sin. So appearance is one thing, but actual nature is another thing. So Daksha is going by the appearances, and Sati is understanding the real nature of Lord Shiva. And so she's in the correct position. Followers are for some. There is a Shiva Sampradaya, which is also a Vaishnava Sampradaya. The Vaishnava Sampradaya, whose founder is Shiva. So these are the Vallabha Sampradaya. So they come from Shiva. And so not all the followers of Shiva are impersonalists. So we have Vaishnava followers also. However, we do see that many people do become impersonalists. And that is why, because, explained here, Lord Shiva grants them Atma Jnana. They can understand they're not the body, so then they become impersonalists because of that. Yeah, if they don't come to the worship of Vishnu, then they become impersonalists. So Prabhupada explains here that actually they should go further than simply understanding they're not the body. They should actually realize that Lord Shiva is meditating on Vishnu, and they should follow his example also. But they may not get to that level.
So other than realization of Vishnu, realization of Atma, there is an impersonalist.
Yeah, that is not complete. If we just get to jnana, but we don't go further, that is incomplete. So jnana means realize Atma only. So we should go beyond that and go to the higher stage of bhakti.
Why the
word
Rudra
changed? Rudra. Yeah. Rudra means one who cries out and laments. Rud means to cry, to weep. So when it's explained in the, I think, the third canto or the fourth canto, Bhagavatam, that Lord Shiva, when he was born from the eyebrow of Lord Brahma, then he began crying out, "Give me a place to live." When he was crying, then Brahma gave him different places to reside in. It also means angry, of course. Angry. So Lord Shiva is famous because of anger. And when the pralaya comes in anger, he destroys the material world.
Yeah.
Well, same. Rudra and Shiva is the name of the same person, actually. He may take different forms, so sometimes we see Shiva dancing. That's the destructive one. Destructive Shiva. At the time of pralaya, he does his dance and destroys things. But then you also have the other Shiva, meditating Shiva. Well, so Shiva and Rudra are generally the same, mean the same person, so that makes worship them for different things.
Actually, I got this number too, that even if devotion service is more exalted than liberation, devotion service is more exalted than liberation.
Yeah. So it surpasses liberation because it gives liberation, but that's not the goal. The goal is service to the Lord in the spiritual world. So the goal of the devotee is simply to serve the Supreme Lord. And liberation is automatically achieved.
Because she was contaminated by the touch of her, by the hand of Kamsa. So then she became Dukkha.
Oh. I don't know that. I don't remember that story.
But she's not contaminated.
Not all of them, no. Actually, she cannot also be contaminated. Even Durga cannot be contaminated in a normal way. Of course, Durga is Prakriti. She is the goddess of Prakriti. That's also eternal. Prakriti is also eternal. So she also has very great power. She's not a normal jiva.
So why the word Durga came from Durga Maya? Why the word Durga came from Durga Maya?
Oh, well, Durga is an expansion of the Shakti of the Supreme Lord. So just as we have Vishnu and Lakshmi, so we have Durga Devi and Shiva. So Shiva is an expansion from Vishnu and Durga Devi is an expansion from Lakshmi. So they're one is an expansion of the other, but not exactly the same, they're an expansion.
निरंतरा श्री श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय।